Now in a logo, stars twinkle in the sky. Our view drifts down through clouds to a river that winds past hillsides. A train crosses a bridge. As a flag waves on top of a castle's tallest spire, a bright display of fireworks explodes in the sky. A glowing pinpoint of light arcs over the castle, leaving a trail of sparkling dust. Words appear, Disney. Daytime. A roving view drifts through a house's window into a child's bedroom.
This could be the room of any small boy, but it just happens to belong to a boy named Christopher Robin. Like any small child, Christopher Robin had toy animals to play with, and together they shared many exciting and unusual adventures. Oh!
A book titled Winnie the Pooh Shakes.
Where was I? Oh, yes. They shared many exciting and unusual...
The book shakes again.
What is going on here? Hello? Is anyone there?
Roo leaps out of the book and waves.
Hi, Mr. Narrator.
Hello, Roo.
Are you going to tell a story about Winnie the Pooh? Aunt Piglet?
Well, not exactly. Although I can assure you they'll be joining us very soon.
Then it must be about my best bouncing buddy, Tigger, huh?
Ah, Tigger's right in the thick of things, as always. But this story isn't really about them.
Oh, then who's it about?
Actually, the story begins with you.
Me?
Roo falls off the book.
No way!
Yes, way.
Roo, dear, your breakfast is getting cold.
That's my mama. I gotta go.
He hops inside the book.
Oh, see you later.
See you in a few pages.
A page turns, revealing a title, Winnie the Pooh, Springtime with Roo. A butterfly flutters over rapidly flipping pages and drifts into an illustration of a meadow.
Our story begins on a fine spring day in the Hundred Acre Wood.
It flutters to Roo's house inside a tree trunk.
And on that quiet and peaceful morning, the only sounds to be heard were the chirping of the birds, the buzzing of the bees, and...
Today's the day! It's finally here! Easter!
Well, perhaps I'll just let Roo take it from here.
I'm going to Rabbit's for the Easter egg hunt, Mama.
Well, it certainly is a beautiful day for it.
Me and Tigger are going to find every egg in the Hundred Acre Wood.
I'm sure you will, dear. But first, come and eat your breakfast.
He hops to the table.
If I find any pink eggs, I'm giving them to Piglet. The pink ones are his favorite.
How sweet of you. You're going to make him very happy.
I sure hope so. And I'm going to bring you a blue one, Mama. Because those are the prettiest.
Well, you better eat up then. You can't hunt eggs on an empty stomach.
That's what Winnie the Pooh says, too.
And he's exactly right. So you can go just as soon as you're finished.
All done.
Roo's bowl spins before his empty chair. Hopping outside, he runs into Tigger.
Happy Easter, Tigger!
Oh, you bounced me good, Roo boy.
What you got in the bag?
Just a little something to help you find Easter eggs. First, a compass, so you'll know where you are and where you aren't. A backpack for packing Easter eggs in. Rope for whatnot, and in case you don't even need a knot. Some of this, some of that. You can't forget this, a little extra that. Oh.
He finds a dreidel.
Different holiday. Oh, of course, you gotta have one of these. And in short, everything you need but Roo. Roo? Roo? Roo?
Here I am, Tigger.
Oh, there you are. You're getting kind of big, kiddo. Now let's get going!
Goodbye, dears. Have fun.
She called us dears. Goodbye, Miss Kanga, ma'am. And hello, too, I guess.
Tigger and Roo hop after the butterfly.
Now, I promised that Winnie the Pooh would be in this story. And here he is now.
Pooh tries to catch the butterfly and falls on his face. Sitting up, he finds Piglet stuck to his stomach.
Oh, hello, Piglet.
Oh, hello, Pooh. I'm glad I ran into you, because now we can go to Rabbit's house together. I can't wait to see what he's doing for Easter this year.
Oh, yes, Piglet, especially if there's honey. My tummy and I have been so looking forward to this day.
Eeyore sits up from a flower bed.
Even you must be happy on a day like this, Eeyore.
Positively tickled pink.
Oh, just like Piglet.
I do love Easter. All the flowers are blooming.
And the bees are busy buzzing for honey.
Yep. Makes me feel downright...
Tigger tackles Eeyore.
Peaceful.
Oh, hello, Tigger.
Don't you mean happy Easter? And if that is what you mean, you know what that means.
We get to go hunt Easter eggs!
With my special pink Easter basket.
And my lovely Easter honey pot.
Wouldn't be Easter without my super stripety Easter egg.
Or my fluffy bunny ears.
Well, what are we waiting for? Stop your talking and start your walking. We're hunting eggs today.
We're hunting eggs today.
And I can hardly wait for what we'll find there. We're hunting eggs today.
We're hunting eggs today.
The Easter bunnies left a lot behind there.
Red ones, blue ones,
yellow, pink, and green.
Purple polka-dotted ones.
Even tangerine.
A pumpy, strippity, stripity one I bet you've never seen. We're hunting eggs today.
We're hunting eggs today.
And that's our favorite way.
Oh, that's our favorite way.
To spend a flippity, floppity, hippity, hoppity,
spring cleaning day. Oh, it's spring cleaning day, everyone.
Well, that wasn't quite what I had in mind.
But, Rabbit, don't you remember what today is?
Yeah, we're supposed to be celebrating...
Spring Cleaning Day. That's what I said.
But, Rabbit, aren't you forgetting something?
Your detailed list of chores and duties. I've got it right here.
But, Rabbit, today's the day that I always get my very special...
Mop and bucket. That's right, Pooh. Now, step lively, everyone. Can't afford to dilly-dally. You've got a lot of work to do.
He gives Roo a broom.
Aw, you fooled us good, Rabbit. Now we can go celebrate.
Enough chit-chat, Roo. This is no time for fun and games. No.
But it's such a pretty day outside.
Yes. And it will be just as pretty inside, as long as you all do exactly as I say.
Rabbit shoves them in his house and shuts the door.
Pay attention now, everyone. The theme for this year is Spick and Span for Spring. Kind of catchy, if I do say so myself. Now, if you'd all direct your attention to this scale model I've created. Please excuse the rudimentary workmanship. I just threw it together at the last minute. Now, when I give the signal, you will disperse to your assigned cleaning stations. Tigger, Piglet, Pooh. You dust, sweep, mop, and scrub, and don't spare the soap. You can never be too clean, you know. On the floor, go with the grain.
Piglet, go with the grain. You don't suppose this could be a honey pot, do you?
No, Pooh, I don't suppose.
Empty. Not even a smackerel.
And Eeyore, your job is to sweep all the soot out of the chimney.
Thanks for noticing me.
I beg your pardon. Rabbit.
Yes? What is it, Pooh?
Well, this honey pot appears to be rather, empty.
That's because it's not a honey pot, Pooh. It's a bucket.
Bother. Because if it were a honey pot, I should fill it with honey.
No honey. Honey's no good for anything but making messes.
And eating, Rabbit.
Rabbit covers his face in frustration.
Yeah, on second thought, Pooh, I'm going to promote you to supervisor.
Congratulations, Mr. Supervisor!
Oh, how exciting, Pooh!
Oh, yes, it is exciting. What is a supervisor, Rabbit?
A supervisor is someone who sits right here and doesn't cause trouble.
Oh, Rabbit, it's no trouble at all.
Can I ask a question?
Oh, yes, Roo. I almost forgot. I've given you the simplest task of all. You're to clean the closet. All you have to do is... organize, sanitize, and alphabetize every single box and leave them all neatly closed and dusted and placed at right angles on the shelf.
Roo stares up at the cluttered closet, then hangs his head sadly.
Very well, you have your orders. Now I expect this place to be spotless when I get back.
Where will you be, Rabbit?
Tidying up in the garden.
Outside? Can I help?
No, Roo. No. Better leave it to me and me alone. Now, to work, everyone.
Rabbit, wait! What about...
Rabbit leaves. Roo's ears droop.
Easter.
Rabbit hops between pages of the book.
As you can see, Rabbit didn't pay attention to what anyone else wanted, only to what he wanted. That's why he was happiest of all out here in his garden, where nobody could question his orders, and everything would be just so.
Good morning, Franklin. Oh, yeah, and you're looking well, Frederick.
He brushes carrots.
There you go, Belinda. Snug as a bug in a rug.
Crows perch on a scarecrow.
Oh, no! Get out! Shoo! All of you! Shoo! Shoo!
They fly away.
Much better.
He returns to his golf bag full of gardening tools. Examining them, he takes out a rake.
Mm-hmm. Rabbit weeded and swept and raked all the way from page 122 to a rather immaculate page 127.
He rakes words from the book.
Meanwhile, back inside.
Oh, cleaning up the cobwebs is the tigers do the bestest. Bouncing high into the sky to get a bird of messes. No, I don't want to boast, but what I really must confess is that cleaning up the cobwebs is what tigers do the bestest. All together now!
The others look sad.
Or not? Why so glum, chums?
Didn't think I looked so glum.
I miss my Easter honeypot. And I especially miss the honey that comes with it.
And I miss my pink Easter basket.
A mop falls against Piglet.
Oh, come on, fellas. Let's get to sanitarizing and niftyifying. We don't want a little rabbit down now, do we?
Pooh and Piglet share a look.
I guess not.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's hop to it.
Yeah, let's hop to it. Just like the Easter Bunny.
Just like the Easter Bunny. Hey, Roo boy, you made a funny.
Bunny funny.
Did someone mention honey?
Come on, Tigger. We gotta spring into action.
Atta boy, Roo boy. We'll have this place spiffy in a jiffy.
Tigger knocks over a figurine of himself.
Okay, maybe two jiffies.
He bolts after the figurine.
Achoo!
Pages flip to an illustration of Pooh.
Oh, Gesundheit, Pooh.
Ooh, this cleaning stuff sure is dirty business. Say, how you coming in there, Roo boy?
Almost done! Just one more box!
Tigger and the gang were cleaning up quite a storm. However, as they swept the dust out of the corners, they swept it right into Winnie the Pooh.
Dust clouds surround Pooh.
Oh, bother. Sniffly sniff, whistly wheeze. Here it comes, a great big sneeze. I feel it in my ears and knees. Here it comes, a great big sneeze.
Pooh sneezes, covering his nose with his finger.
I close my eyes and wiggle my nose. I itch and scrunch my face. I shiver and shake down to my toes and wave my arms all over the place.
He teeters on the edge of a stool.
Goodness.
He falls.
Sniffly sniff, whistly wheeze. Here it comes, a great big sneeze. I feel it in my ears and knees. Here it comes. Great. Big.
Better hang on to something. I think he's gonna blow.
Roo hangs from a box in the closet, and Piglet hides under a table.
Winnie the Pooh sneezed. The biggest sneeze that had never been sneezed in the 100-acre wood.
Roo pulls the box off the shelf and painted Easter eggs fall out. The closet door closes. Sitting on the floor, Pooh glances around the wrecked room.
Piglet!
He finds a rip in his back.
Stuff and fluff. Piglet?
Pooh looks under the tablecloth and finds a bunny-shaped pile of dust.
Excuse me, Mr. Dust Bunny. Did you perchance see my friend Piglet?
It's me, Pooh.
Oh, so it is.
Where's Tigger?
He falls from the ceiling.
Found him.
Hey!
Eeyore, where are you? Oh, there he is. Are you all right, Eeyore?
Been better. Been worse, too.
Soot covers Eeyore.
Hey, where's Roo?
Yoo-hoo! Roo-hoo!
In here, Tigger!
Tigger opens the closet and the Easter eggs fall out.
Oh, what is all this stuff?
A top hat shakes.
Wait a cotton-picking second. That's Rabbit's Easter bunny hat.
And look, I found your Easter honey pot, Pooh.
And I believe this is your favorite Easter basket, Piglet.
And my fluffy bunny ears.
Here's your scrappy Easter egg, Tigger.
Roo boy, you founded our old Easter decorations.
Yeah, they were hidden way up there. I did the biggest bounce ever to reach them.
Maybe Rabbit couldn't find them back there, and that's why he forgot about Easter.
Well, now that we have everything, why don't we surprise him?
We could paint Easter eggs.
And fill honey pots.
Sounds awfully festive.
And then can we have an Easter egg hunt? Can we, huh?
You're way ahead of me, Roo boy.
No, I'm not, Tigger. I'm right here beside you.
So you are. So you are. Now, you do remember what to do with all this Easter stuff, don't you?
I kind of sort of do.
Oh, right. That's on account of because you only did it once when you were an even littler little fella. Come here, you.
He sets Roo in an Easter basket.
Allow us to remember you all there is to know about having fun at Easter.
He flips the top hat on his head.
Hold on to your socks and open up the box. The streamers and the sparkles and confetti. All the stuff we need for getting ready for the biggest thing. We've seen this spring, this place could use some bounce in extra large amounts. We'll decorate it super great and then we'll be set for Easter once again. Then we'll have a bright and sunny honey of an Easter with painted eggs and jelly beans too. Of all the fun and neat stuff, the candy and the sweet stuff, my favorite Easter wish will come true. When I share this Easter day with you.
Tell me more, Tigger. Tell me more.
Oh, well, Roo boy, I almost forgot the most important part. 'Cause what I like most about Easter is the way we show our pals that we care. For the fun never ends when you give to your friends and you share the wonder of a bright and sunny honey of an Easter with painted eggs and jelly beans too. Of all the fun and neat stuff,
the candy and the sweet stuff,
my favorite Easter wish will come true. When we share this Easter day with
you. That's the fun and neat stuff, the candy and the sweet stuff.
Outside, Rabbit walks with an armload of carrots.
Hunt for eggs, chase balloons, and shout hip hip hooray!
Rabbit opens his front door. Inside, the friends hang from spinning ribbons. Roo drops to the floor and slides on his knees. He tosses the top hat and it lands on Rabbit's head, covering his eyes. Rabbit drops his carrots. He raises the hat and stares at the Easter decorations in shock.
Happy Easter, Rabbit!
Ribbons hang from the ceiling and confetti flies through the air. Pooh eats from his Easter honey pot.
Easter? Easter?
Sure, you remember Easter, don't you? You know, jelly beans and Easter baskets and a great big Easter egg hunt.
Well, Roo, I'm afraid you've been terribly misinformed. Why, this is spring cleaning day. And you've all ruined it! I don't believe it! I told you exactly what to do, and you didn't do any of it!
Rabbit.
Not another word. I want you all out of here at once. Out. Out.
But
Rabbit shoves the others outside and slams his door. Roo takes out a painted Easter egg and hugs it.
I'll take that.
Rabbit snatches it and goes inside.
Well, that went well. Maybe we should have sung it in a different key.
I don't think so, Tigger. I don't think Rabbit wants us to sing anything.
Now that you mention it, I'm starting to get the feeling Rabbit doesn't want to celebrate Easter at all.
Huh?
Roo hops to a window in the side of the tree that serves as Rabbit's house. Inside, Rabbit picks up the crumpled top hat and puts it on. Roo peers through the window as he poses in front of a mirror with the hat. Rabbit smiles, then his smile fades. He takes off the hat and stares at it sadly.
Easter.
Roo gazes at his friend, who tosses the top hat through the window. Outside, Roo hops to it and picks it up. He glances back at the window, then carries the hat away. Pooh and the others gather nearby.
Guess there's nothing left to do but go home then. Come on, Roo boy. Roo?
Tigger glances around. By a stream, Roo sits on a rock, staring out at the water. He twirls the top hat in his hand. Tigger approaches him from behind. A leaf falls in the stream, distorting Roo's reflection.
Oh, Roo! There you are! You wanna go bouncing?
No, thanks. I don't feel like it.
Look on the bright side. At least you don't have to do any more springy cleaning.
What are we gonna do about Rabbit?
It did get pretty hot and bothery.
Tigger, why is Rabbit so unhappy?
I kind of got the impression it had something to do with this Eastery stuff.
Does this mean we're not going to do Eastery stuff anymore?
What? Not do Eastery stuff? Well, of course we're going to do Eastery stuff. All we got to do is the stuff that is per se Eastery in nature, which would necessitate the doage of... We're never, ever going to get to do Eastery stuff again.
But why not?
Why not? Why not, you ask? Actually, that's a good question. And I know just who to ask it to, too.
You're going to go talk to Rabbit?
Why, Roo boy, I'm going to hit him with all the powers of my persuasion. And if that doesn't work, I'll just rely on my irresistible charm.
Do you really think he can change his mind?
Do I? Everything changes in springity time. Cocoons become flutterbys. Seeds become flowers. And little roos become bigger roos. Anyone can change. Even Rabbit.
If we had Easter again, we could make everyone happy.
Attaboy, Roo boy.
I'll get everybody together while you go talk to Rabbit.
And I'm not coming back until I come back. Or Rabbit gives us Easter back, whichever comes first.
Okay, see you later.
If I don't see you sooner.
They hop away in opposite directions. Roo reaches a cliff and tosses the hat into the air. It bounces off a tree branch, and Roo leaps off of the cliff, catching the hat on his head. At home, Kanga hangs laundry.
Hiya, Mama!
Roo, you're home already?
Uh-huh. Rabbit cancels Easter.
Huh?
Roo hops inside and tosses the hat across his room. It lands on a stuffed rabbit.
I'm so sorry, dear. I know how much you were looking forward to your Easter egg hunt.
Oh, it's not just me. Everyone's sad.
I see. You seem to be taking it rather well, though.
That's because me and Tigger are going to fix everything.
And then you'll have your Easter egg hunt?
I don't mind if we never hunt for eggs, Mama. I just want to give everybody a happy Easter. Is that okay?
I think that's wonderful.
Kanga picks up Roo and hugs him. Outside, Roo spreads art supplies on a table.
We'll practice doing Easter stuff till Tigger comes back. That ought to cheer everybody up.
So Roo ventured off to gather his friends and bring them home to practice for Easter. Meanwhile, Tigger had gone back to have a word with Rabbit. The only problem was, he couldn't make up his mind which word to have.
Okay, let's see, Rabbit,
Tigger starts to knock, then pauses.
Oh, I just gotta get this right for Roo Boy. Okay, Self, pull yourself together. You just gotta be cool, calm, and collectivated. Rabbit, old friend, I have a matter of grave importance to discuss with you. Oh, that's it. Apparently, being cool, calm, and collectivated is yet another thing that Tigger's due to blow.
Tigger trips over a tree root and stumbles into the spring cleaning banner. He crashes into a wheelbarrow full of pumpkins, and a jack-o'-lantern lodges on his head. Opening Rabbit's door, he resembles a ghostly scarecrow.
Rabbit!
What is it?
Rabbit!
Go away! What do you want from me?
Tigger takes off the jack-o'-lantern, and his head remains covered by the banner.
Who are you?
He takes off the banner, revealing his head lodged in a bucket.
No!
He takes off the bucket.
It's me, Tigger!
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, gee, long ears. You look like you just saw a ghost. No, maybe you better sit down.
I think I better Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Tigger? What on earth are you doing here? Well?
Rabbit, I mean, you... When...
What?
Roo's really upset about what happened today.
Oh, I see. Roo's upset. Well, what about me? Look at all this mess you've caused on spring cleaning day, no less.
I'm not talking about springy cleaning day. I'm talking about eating.
Don't say it, Tigger. Don't say it. Do not say that word in my house.
Tigger pulls a feather duster from his mouth.
What word?
I refuse to say it.
Well, if you won't tell me what word I'm not supposed to say, then how am I going to know not to say it? Let's see, is it, carrots?
No.
Rutabagas?
No.
Thingamawatchamahigginijigs?
That's not even a word.
Onomatopoeia? And that is a word.
Why would you ever say that?
Why wouldn't you say it? Onomatopoeia, onomatopoeia, all I want to be is an onomatopoeia.
Easter! The word is Easter!
That was going to be my next guess.
Tigger, would you please just leave?
Oh, come on, Rabbit. Aren't we never, ever, ever going to have another Easter egg hunt again?
No, not never, ever. Never again.
But you used to love Easter.
Says who?
I beg your pardon, Rabbit. You did used to love Easter.
That's him.
Tigger hugs Rabbit, who pushes him away.
I don't believe you. I don't believe either of you.
Then perhaps you should see for yourself. Don't you remember what happened back in Chapter 3?
Hey, that's right.
What are you talking about?
Come on, I'll show you.
And so Tigger took Rabbit back in time, into the past. Past chapters 23 and 21.
Well, I used to be around here somewhere.
Just a bit farther back, Tigger.
Oh, mucho obligato, Mr. Narrator, sir.
You're quite welcome.
Tigger flips a stack of the book's pages, and they fall on Rabbit. Rabbit crawls out from under them and hangs over the top of the book.
And so they arrived at chapter 3. In which Rabbit organizes a very organized Easter celebration.
Oh, my! Look at that!
Outside Rabbit's house, Tigger bumps a bunch of presents.
Hey, look! I made a rainbow!
No, you didn't! A rainbow goes like this. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. See? All the colors are in their proper order.
Well, maybe this is a different kind of rainbow.
There's only one kind of rainbow, Tigger. The right kind. Pooh! The jelly beans are for decorating, not for eating.
Moral.
Oh, I have an idea. Since this is Rue's first Easter in the 100-acre wood, why don't all of you go get our special guest while I stay here and make everything perfect?
Yes, sir! General Longears, sir! Come on, fellas!
Tigger and the others walk off. Rabbit arranges the crayons. The present-day Tigger and Rabbit sit on top of the book.
Oh, it's flawless. Precise. Why, it's an absolutely perfect Easter. And why shouldn't it be? I was the Easter Bunny.
Of course you were, Longears. I mean, it'd be kind of ridiculous to have an Easter Tigger now, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would, as a matter of fact. You see, when I was the Easter Bunny, Easter was a sheer delight. I created the plans and organized the schedule, and everyone did exactly what I told them to do. I loved being the Easter Bunny.
Sounds like you do miss Easter.
What?
Oh, it's okay. We all miss it, especially little Rue. Come on, let's give him back to Easter celebration. What do you say, huh? Come on, Rara!
Rara? Rara? My name is Rabbit, and I most certainly do not miss Easter.
Oh, but look, look. You used to love being the Eastery Bunny. You were the head bunny in charge.
Yes, and that's why I liked it. But I certainly don't like it anymore.
But on account of why?
I had Rue's first Easter planned to perfection until you had to get involved.
I remember it like it was only last year.
It was only last year.
Oh, it's all coming back to me now.
Tigger and the others knock on Kanga's front door.
Happy Easter, Miss Kanga, ma'am.
Well, happy Easter, everyone.
Rue pops out of a box.
Hi, Tigger!
Morning, little Bunsen buddy. Oh, what you doing there?
I'm helping Mama unpack.
We're down to the last boxes.
Well then, why don't we take the little nipper over to Rabbit's for a great big Easter egg hunt?
Can I, Mama, can I?
Rue flings a teapot. Rushing to catch it, Piglet and Pooh toss a stack of plates. Kanga catches them. She spots the falling teapot. Pooh falls on Piglet and the pot bounces off him. Kanga catches it with her tail.
Well done, Kanga.
I think I could spare him for a few hours.
In the woods, Rue travels with the group. They cross a fallen log over a stream.
Okie dokie, Rue boy. Are you ready for your very first Easter egg hunt?
You bet! Tigger, what's an Easter egg hunt?
Why, an Easter egg hunt is practically the most fun a little nipper can have is all. Or even a big nipper, too.
Are Easter eggs hard to catch?
No. You just gotta have the right technique. First, you sneak up on them like a great big sneakity sneak. And then you... Boom!
He leaps at Rabbit.
I have long ears!
Tigger!
Rue jumps.
Rabbit!
Taught him everything he knows.
That explains a lot.
Happy Easter, Easter Bunny!
Won't be so happy if I don't get these supplies in order. We're already 10 minutes behind schedule. No. What do you think we're doing?
Making Easter eggs.
But you're going completely out of order.
Hey, this looks like fun.
It isn't fun. It's Easter.
Aw, go easy on him. It's his very first Easter celebration, you know.
Yes, yes, of course I know. That's why I want everything to be perfect.
Oh, come on, Rabbit. He's really got his little heart set on this. Let him hunt just one Easter egg.
But they aren't even decorated yet.
You're right. We'll hunt them first and decorate them later.
Oh, good idea, Tigger. Then we wouldn't have to worry about grass stains on our colored eggs.
Have you all gone mad? You can't possibly do these things out of order.
I don't mind if it's not decorated.
No.
Rue hides behind Tigger. Rabbit smooths his ears.
Perhaps I should explain to our new guest how we do things around here.
He proudly shows a clipboard.
For our yearly Easter fun, we use the checklist. Number one, we get the eggs and then we lay them out like so. Number two, we color them and dye them. Then we take them out and dry them and we line them up precisely in a row. Next, we stack them and we pack them, make a list so we can track them, tie the ribbon, stuff the baskets when it's done. Then we count them out precisely and we decorate them nicely. And when all of that is finished, we'll have fun, 'cause that's the way it must be done. See, from step one, see, that's how we win. We have to be aware, to start, to prepare, to commence, to get ready, to begin. Oh, dear. Now, shall we get to work? Oh,
me first!
Very well. I have all the jobs assigned here on my clipboard.
I'll take this one.
I'll do the basket.
Now, wait a minute.
I'll paint this red.
No, paint it blue.
I'll take this one.
No, that's for Pooh.
I'll use this brush.
That's not for you.
I'll tie the bow.
No, that's for Pooh.
What do you want me to do?
You take the scissors and the glue.
How about we paint you something new, like maybe stripes?
Me too.
No. Stop having fun. We have to systemize, prioritize, coordinate, and organize, or else we'll never, ever get this done.
Shaking in frustration, Rabbit picks up his things.
We need order, concentration. This situation needs focus, control. We're painting and drying and packing and tying. Get together or we'll never reach the goal.
I'll paint this red.
We need order.
Or maybe blue.
Concentration.
I'll stuff the baskets.
Situation.
I'll dry these two.
Out of control.
I'll tie the ribbon.
Painting, drying.
I'll wipe the
packing, tying.
We can do it. Nothing to it.
Look at us. We're almost.
Well, I shall step in.
I'll get you right in the
basket. Hey, wait a minute. You're not doing it right. Hold it on. Stop! There. Do you see? Do you see what you were doing?
Well, ain't it oblivious? Everybody was having fun.
Is that so?
Oh, I see your point. Everybody was having fun but you. But there was plenty of fun to go around. What'd you have to stop us for?
Well, I didn't have a choice. It was complete and utter chaos, a disaster in the making. Yes, that's it. You were completely out of control. That's why I had to put my foot down. I think you all need a remedial lesson on the rules of Easter.
There certainly are an awful lot of rules, Rabbit.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm the Easter Bunny, so I make the rules. And rule number one is the Easter egg hunt does not begin until the Easter Bunny says so. That, of course, would be...
Tigger takes the eggs, and Rabbit finds the others gone. He looks in his empty basket and turns it upside down. Tossing the basket aside, Rabbit scans the area.
Where did they get off to now?
In the woods.
Found another!
Good boy!
Rabbit searches under the picnic table.
Hey, look, there's some more!
He listens, then heads after the others.
Finder, watch this, guys!
In the woods, Tigger juggles Easter eggs. He loses his balance and drops them. Roo catches them in his basket.
Oh, nice catch there, Roo boy.
Just lucky, I guess.
Oh, luck had nothing to do with it. Just look at all them eggsies. Roo boy, you are a natural.
I did it just like you taught me. First, you sneak up on them. And then you bounce.
Just like I taught him.
Rabbit peeks around a tree root.
Another one.
He goes to a bush and listens.
Over there.
Here, I found one too.
Here's some more.
He peeks through the bush and spots Tigger hiding an egg. Roo finds it.
Here's some more.
Rabbit spots the others.
So many eggs.
Yes, and so much honey.
Rabbit spots Eeyore with an egg on his belly.
Kinda tickles.
Roo boy, I think you're just about the bestest Easter egg hunter ever.
And you gave me the greatest Easter, Tigger. So I guess that makes you the best Easter bunny ever.
But what about me? I'm the Easter bunny.
You're bunny number one.
Rabbit turns away.
How could they have Easter without me?
He takes off his hat and bow tie. Looking sad, Rabbit goes home. He slams the door behind him. The banner falls. Inside, he puts the hat in a chest and shuts it. Outside the book, Tigger and Rabbit watch him put the box in the closet.
Every spring, I look forward to one thing most of all. Being the Easter Bunny. You took that away from me.
Well, we never meant to hurt you, Rabbit. We were just trying to give Roo a happy Easter. I mean, didn't you want to give him a happy Easter, too?
Go away, Tigger. I want to be alone.
Well, I guess I better go tell Roo the bad news.
Rabbit crosses his arms. Tigger goes to the bottom of the page.
We're never gonna have another Easter egg hunt. Again.
Tigger goes under the pages. Rabbit looks remorseful.
Rabbit?
What? Why are you following me? What do you want?
Would you like to see more?
No. I've seen enough. I want to go home.
Oh, very well, Rabbit. Go on, then.
Rabbit slips under the page.
While Rabbit makes his way home, perhaps we should also return to the present day. It seems that while we were away, Roo and the gang have been hard at work.
They collect rocks outside Kanga's home. Roo drops one in a bucket.
Hi, Mama.
I thought you might like a break from what you're doing. What exactly are you doing?
We're getting ready for Easter.
Is that a rock?
Well, we're all out of eggs.
So we're hunting for Easter rocks instead.
My goodness, you've certainly been busy.
We're practicing. So when Tigger gets back, we'll be ready to go on our Easter egg hunt.
Guess you could call it spring training.
Look, Mama, we even made new decorations. The old decorations kind of got broken by Rabbit.
Oh, so when does the official celebration begin?
Just as soon as Tigger gets back from Rabbit's. There he is! Tigger!
Tigger looks sad. Roo pounces on him.
Oof! Did you talk to him, Tigger? Did you?
Yeah, we kind of sort of talked.
So, we're gonna have Easter now. Right, Tigger? Tigger?
Well, it's probably best to get right to the point in the most briefest and directificated manner possible. So, the answer is no.
Does that mean Rabbit's still not happy?
Tigger nods sadly.
But why?
Well, you see, when we did the Easter egg hunt without him, we took away Rabbit's most special Easter egg thing of all.
So now I'll never see my Easter honey pot.
Or my very special Easter basket.
Or my fluffy bunny ears.
Or my strippity-stripity Easter egg ear. I'm really sorry, Roo boy.
There's gotta be something we can do, right?
Why, of course there is. We just have to think of it first.
Pooh paces.
Think.
The others join.
Think.
As they pace, our view backs away from the book. The pages flip. Rabbit slips out.
Ah, there you are, Rabbit. Welcome back to the present. We've been waiting for you.
Rabbit approaches a drawing of a home.
Home at last.
Looking surprised, he stops.
This isn't my house. What on earth? Those look like Easter decorations. Where am I? This is Roo's house.
Oh. So it is. I must have stopped on the wrong page.
You stopped here on purpose. Why did you do that?
Why don't you see for yourself?
Rabbit turns. Our view travels through a window into Roo's bedroom. Lying in bed, Roo draws a picture of himself and Rabbit smiling.
'Cause what I like most about Easter is the way we show our pals we care for the fun
with a plate.
Feel like a cookie before bedtime?
No thanks, Mama. Well, okay. Maybe just one.
Hmm. Is that a picture of Rabbit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's wonderful, Roo. He looks really happy.
That's because I drew him like that.
I'm sorry you didn't get to have your Easter egg hunt today.
I'm more sorry for Rabbit. He must be really, really sad. When Rabbit stopped being the Easter Bunny, he lost his favorite thing of all. I wish I could make Rabbit happy. Real.
I'd say Rabbit's very lucky to have you as a friend.
She sets down his drawing. Kinga turns off the light.
Night, Mama.
Good night, dear.
She shuts the door. Roo opens his eyes and picks up the drawing.
When I share this Easter day,
Roo gazes out the window.
With you.
Our view closes on the window. A shooting star streaks across the sky. Standing on the page, Rabbit gazes at the drawing of Roo's home. He waves it off. Rabbit marches across the page to a drawing of his own home and enters. Leaves blow in the nighttime wind. Rabbit shuts the door behind him. Rabbit picks up Easter decorations.
That's it. No, my fault. I'm supposed to be the Easter Bunny. They just listen. If they follow orders. Do what I say. But no, no.
He picks up Tigger's striped egg and glares. Rabbit puts the objects into his chest and shuts it. He sits on top of it and crosses his arms.
Oh, dear. This is going to be more difficult than I thought. Well, sometimes a narrator has to do what a narrator has to do.
Rabbit sleeps on the chest.
Rabbit.
He stirs, but continues sleeping.
Rabbit.
Here, Batman.
Rabbit.
Huh? Oh, what?
He hides.
Who's there?
It is I, the narrator.
What do you want? And why are you talking like that?
Oh, there's something I'd like you to see.
This better be good.
A gust of wind blows through the window. A lamp goes out and fog surrounds Rabbit. He stands on a blank page.
Where am I? Where are you taking me?
These are the pages that have not yet been written. Welcome to your future, Rabbit.
Oh, my, it's lovely.
Yes, it's spring cleaning day. You finally got your wish. It's all been done exactly the way you want.
Oh, it's perfect.
I thought you might be pleased.
Well, where is everyone? Late as usual, I suppose.
Late? Oh, goodness, no. They're gone, Rabbit. Everyone moved away.
Moved away? Without telling me? This is ridiculous. I'll go get them right now.
Outside Pooh's home.
They do a thing like that. No one leaves the 100-acre wood without telling me. I mean, that's just preposterous. Pooh? Pooh Bear? Where are you, Pooh?
Rabbit frowns, then smiles.
Oh, wait. Wait, I know. He must be at Piglet's.
He finds Piglet's home empty.
Piglet? Pooh Bear? Oh, Piglet, where are you? I thought for sure they'd be here.
Rabbit runs through the woods and trips on a pile of sticks.
Eeyore?
Rabbit rushes off.
Oh, Tigger!
At Tigger's home.
Tigger, it's me, Rabbit!
Water drips on a spring-mounted stool.
Where is everyone?
Wind blows a piece of paper next to the rabbit.
Oh!
He picks it up and finds Rue's drawing. His ears droop sadly.
Rue.
Rabbit rushes into the foggy woods.
Okay.
He arrives at Rue's home. In Rue's bedroom,
Rue?
Rabbit finds the room empty except for a toy train next to the outline of a bed on the dusty wall.
I don't understand. Rue was so looking forward to...
Spring cleaning day, was it?
No. Easter. What have I done? Where are all my friends?
Friends, you say? You certainly didn't treat them like friends. Don't you remember?
Memories appear around Rabbit.
I'm sorry, but I'm the Easter Bunny, so I make the rules. It isn't fun, it's Easter.
I told you exactly what to do, and you didn't do any of it.
Rabbit looks sad.
You see, Rabbit, you never thought about what your friends wanted. All you ever did was think of yourself.
No, I didn't. Did I?
It looks as if you got what you wanted. Now you can always have things your way.
No, that's not what I want. Narrator, you said that the pages of the future haven't been written yet. So, does that mean these words can be changed? Please, tell me I still have time to change.
Rabbit falls down crying. The last sentence of the page reads, Rabbit was all alone.
No! No, it's not too late. It can't be. I'll be a good friend. Yes, that's it. I can change.
He goes home.
I'll get their special Easter things. I'll give them Easter. I will. It's not too late.
He finds the chest empty.
No!
Cut to black. Morning. Rabbit wakes up next to his chest.
Huh? What?
He looks at the sunlight shining through the window.
It's morning. I don't understand. Was it all just a bad dream? The box! Oh, please, let it be a dream!
Rabbit opens the chest.
They're here! They're still here! Look at that! Oh.
He takes out the decorations.
That means there's still time! I can change! I can change!
Oh. He kisses the objects and puts them on the table.
I want to jump like a jackrabbit. I'm as giddy as a school bunny.
He hops around.
Wait a second. I'm having a brainstorm. It's brilliant, inspired, absolutely, positively electrifying. Oh, I'm starting to sound like Tigger. Lucky me!
He prepares decorations.
They won't believe it's true. I know exactly what to do.
We're gonna sing, we're gonna laugh, we're gonna dance.
I'm gonna bring us all together for the grandest Easter ever. Oh, I can't believe I got another chance. 'Cause this is how it will be done now.
I'm having fun now. I'm out of control. I love it.
Hip hooray, it's Easter Day, and it's gonna be the grandest of them.
He hangs a painted banner.
The biggest, grandest Easter of them all!
The page flips. Rue sleeps in bed next to his drawing. Yawning, he wakes. Rue rubs his eye and spots Rabbit's crushed Easter hat.
That's it!
He bounces over and grabs the hat.
I know what we gotta do.
He passes Kanga.
Rue, where are you going?
I know how to make Rabbit happy again.
At home, Pooh sleeps in bed.
Just a smack or more.
Pooh!
Rue wheels him outside.
What about breakfast?
No. No time! We've got a job to do! Wake up, Piglet!
Piglet wears a sleep mask.
There!
Hello, Piglet.
Pooh lifts it, but it snaps back.
I'm
shining.
They race toward Tigger's house. Roo bounces inside and pulls Tigger out.
Come on, Tigger! We gotta spring into action!
Roo pushes the cart down a hill.
So, where are we springing to?
We're making Rabbit happy!
Roo loses control. The cart ramps off of a cliff. It hits the ground and the friends flip upside down.
Turn out my lights!
Kinga opens her front door. The cart crashes inside.
Oh, dear.
Pooh pulls a honey pot off his head and licks honey.
Breakfast!
This is no time to dilly-dally. Let's get to work.
Glimpses show the friends preparing. Tigger cuts purple fabric. Piglet ties a pink ribbon. Eeyore sprinkles glitter on the fabric. Roo holds up a makeshift Easter hat.
There. All done.
Oh, it's really quite nice, don't you think?
I just hope Rabbit thinks so, too.
Why don't you ask him yourself?
Rabbit holds a bag.
Gah!
With a serious expression, he enters.
What is the meaning of this?
Hi, Rabbit.
Rabbit narrows his eyes.
We just wanted to say... We're sorry we ruined your Easter.
Don't say the E-word, little buddy.
What did you say?
Springity cleaning day. We're sorry we ruined
your Easter. I distinctly heard him say Easter. Now, what could he possibly have meant by that? Were you about to say Easter? Well, I have something to say about that. You can't have Easter!
The group cowers. Rabbit smiles.
Well, what I mean is, you can't have Easter without all this. Why, it wouldn't be Easter without your stripedy egg, Tigger. Or your honeypot, Pooh. And I believe this is your lovely basket, Piglet. And Eeyore, here are your fluffy bunny ears. And I even made you a tail to match.
Getting attached to it already.
And Roo, didn't think I'd forgotten you, did you?
Roo shakes his head.
I believe I owe you...
They go outside.
An Easter egg hunt.
Roo smiles. Flowers and ribbons decorate the woods. Over a basket of eggs, a banner reads, Happy Easter.
No way.
Yes, way. I know it's a little late, but Happy Easter, Roo.
Wow.
Happy Easter, everyone.
What the dickens? And I do mean dickens. It's going on here.
What's going on here? Easter! That's what? Now, Tigger, I thought perhaps you might like to lead the Easter egg hunt.
But, Rabbit...
No buts. I'm the Easter Bunny, and I make the rules. And rule number one is... there aren't any rules about Easter. Now go have fun. Go.
Everyone, wait! You can't have Easter. What I mean is...
Roo retrieves the makeshift hat.
You can't have Easter without this.
Rabbit's eyes well up.
Is that my Easter bunny hat?
For our one and only Easter bunny.
Hooray!
I came here this morning to give you a very special Easter, but you've given me the grandest Easter ever. Now, what do you say we go hunt some Easter eggs? Think you can teach me?
Yeah, come on! First, you sneak up on them.
Rabbit follows.
And then you pounce!
Rabbit and Tigger pounce. The others watch them bounce with eggs.
Pooh Bear, what happened to Rabbit?
Well, I would like to explain, but I can't. You see, Rabbit isn't who he was on the holiday that wasn't, and he is who he wasn't on the holiday that was. So, there you have it, if you see what I mean.
Which we don't.
Oh, well, what I mean is, he's the Easter Bunny.
'Cause what I like most about Easter is the way we show our pals that we care. For the fun never ends when you give to your friends and you share.
The wonder of a bright and sunny holiday of an Easter, with painted eggs and jelly beans too. Of all the fun and neat stuff,
the candy and the sweet stuff,
my favorite Easter wish will come true when we share this Easter day.
I just love a happy ending.
Tigger blows his nose on Rabbit's ear.
And so, they all hopped off together on this grandest Easter ever in the 100-acre wood.
BVFN! Bye-bye for now!
The book shuts, cut to black. This program has been described by WGBH with funding by Disney. Voiced by Alan Pintal.